From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly told lawmakers Tuesday that he should have delayed implementation of President Donald Trump's travel ban order so he could speak with members of Congress. The order suspends the country's refugee admissions program and temporarily bans travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. The White House is expressing confidence the president's order will withstand legal challenges. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber waged an attack near the Supreme Court building in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens more. Most of the victims are said to be court employees. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. We're continuing to follow this story and will bring you the very latest. In the U.S. Congress, Democrats are staging a 24-hour protest on the Senate floor against President Trump. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos delaying a vote on her confirmation. Here now from Senator Tim Kaine.
I think you could have a great Secretary of Education who hadn't attended public schools, who had come from private schools and had good, you know, private school examples to learn from. I think that's fine. But if you've never attended public school for a day, if your children have never attended for a day, if you've never taught at a public school, I kind of have the attitude, what gives you the right to just stand up and say, public schools are a dead end?
DeVos is a leading proponent of forcing public schools to compete with private ones for resources by allowing families to use public funding vouchers to send their children to the schools of their choice. If the Senate vote on DeVos is evenly split, then Vice President Mike Pence would cast the tie-breaking vote to confirm DeVos, a development that would be unprecedented for a presidential cabinet nomination. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Rights